Winkelmann was a man who'd enthused over any number of Greco-Roman bodies. But the Apollo Belvedere really tipped him over the edge.
But Winkelmann offered more than words of adoration. He would devise a brand new theory that would leave an awkward and lasting legacy. In the library at Zion is the book in which Winkelmann first laid out his theories. Originally published in 1764, it was in these pages that the Apollo was elevated above a mere artwork to stand as the ultimate symbol of civilization itself. This is Winkelmann's most influential book, The History of the Art of the Ancient World. And on the front page, there is in fact a lovely drawing which includes the Apollo Belvedere. And what he did that no one had systematically done before was to say that the best art was made at the time of the best politics. It was almost as if he was wanting to argue that you could track the history, the rise and fall of civilization through the rise and fall of the representation of the human body. Winkelmann's views would seduce even our most esteemed art historians.
This is the figure that was the most admired piece of sculpture in the world. The Apollo surely embodies a higher state of civilization.
For more than 200 years, Greek sculpture was regarded as a beacon of a superior Western civilization.
The northern imagination takes shape in an image of fear and darkness.